On a March afternoon in 1997, we gathered to celebrate the life of the late Claude Howell. The crowd grouped up together close in the sculpture garden of St. John's Museum of Art, now known as Cameron Art Museum, which was located at the downtown site of the Wilmington Children's Museum. Claude Howell is well known and loved for many reasons, a few being he was the founder and first chair of the art department at UNCW. He was instrumental in founding the Cameron. He educated countless local artists. He holds the honor of being the first North Carolinian to be exhibited at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and of course, he's known for his brilliant artwork, which captured the spirit of our coastal life. A portion of Claude's ashes were laid to rest that day in 1997, being gently poured by his cousin into the ground as we all raised our glasses in recognition of this remarkable man. All of a sudden, as the ashes were poured, dust began to billow up from the ground. The ashes began to thrash and jump about in the hole. Shocked for a moment, we wondered if Claude was trying to communicate from beyond. It became apparent, however, that a small frog had jumped in to join him. Looking back, it seemed to be Claude's playful way to say he was happy for now, but wasn't planning on staying there for good. A few weeks ago, 15 years after we gathered at St. John's Museum for Claude's burial, we gathered again on a sunny March afternoon at Cameron Art Museum and circled closely around Claude's final resting place in the outdoor plaza. Some of Claude's ashes were reserved in a velvet bag by the late Wren Brown, then director of the Cameron Art Museum. He knew that someday Claude may need to move with the museum he loved. Thankfully, he was right. Tony Rivenbark and Hilda Godwin gently lowered his ashes into the ground, sans frog this time, and we all took turns sprinkling rose petals over his new home for him to keep vigil over the museum he loves. And with the interment of Claude, it appears that many great things are happening at Cameron. Expansion in course offerings, new community partnerships, the opening of Johnny's, the new cafe, and innovative exhibitions. It's my hope that Claude will keep his keen eye on the arts at UNCW as well. On the corner of my desk at UNCW, surrounded by student sketches of art exhibition designs and student artwork for the Bozeman Gallery, Claude also keeps watch, through a relic I purchased as a college student back in 1997 at Claude's estate sale after his passing. It's an Art Deco candy dish, from which students still enjoy good things from Claude.